Okay, Bez Hashem, today we're going to continue the third parak of Maseches Pesachim, and today we are learning Parak Gimel, Mishnayos, Vav, and Zayin. So Mishnah Vav talks about how normally you get rid of Chametz on Erev Pesach, but the Mishnah talks about what happens if Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. Arba Asur Shechalios B'Shabbos. When Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Mevar Nesakol Mifnei Shabbos, you got to get rid of all the Chametz before Shabbos, meaning you destroy it on Friday, and any Chametz that you're not going to eat on Shabbos, get rid of already before Shabbos, and you keep enough just to provide yourself with the Shabbos meal so that you'll be able to eat whatever you need for Shabbos. Divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chamomrim bizmanan, and the Chum say, no, you can get rid of the Chametz on Erev Pesach, even though Erev Pesach happens to be Shabbos. So keep as much around as you want for Shabbos, and whatever you don't eat, you'll be able to be mevayer. And Rabbi Lazar Tzadik Omer, truma milifnei HaShabbos, whatever truma you have, you should get rid of before Shabbos, v'chulin bizmanon, but chulin chametz you get rid of in the normal time, because truma is very limited in terms of who's allowed to consume it. Only kohanim are allowed to consume it. People who are not kohanim or animals cannot consume it. So if you leave more than you need for the Shabbos meals, it's going to be very difficult to get it all eaten, and you're likely going to have to destroy it on Shabbos. So you're not allowed to save more than you need. But when it comes to regular chametz, whatever amount you want to leave for Shabbos is fine, because it could be eaten by whatever. You just invite more guests to feed and give it to animals to eat, so you don't have to worry about it so much. Mishnah Zayin. There are two ways to get rid of chametz for Pesach. There's bedika and there is bittel, right? Bedika means bedika biur, and bittel is just like declaring that the chametz doesn't mean anything to you. Mida or raisa. Bedika biur certainly works on its own, and midaraisa bebitul bialmasagi, doing just bitul, works on its own as well. However, midrabanan, we need to do both, right? Midrabanan, we need to do both bedika biur as well as bitul. So our Mishnah talks about someone who goes somewhere, travels before doing either one of these ways of getting rid of chametz. So it talks about a person who's traveling to do a mitzvah. Haholich lishchot es pischo. If a person goes on Erev Pesach to shecht the korban Pesach, v'lamalas b'no, or he goes to give his child a bris milah, v'lechal sudas erusin beis chamav, or he comes to eat a sudas erusin in his father-in-law's house, or to do any other mitzvah. I mean, the point is that he's on his way to do a mitzvah. V'nizkar sheyesh lo chametz b'soch beiso, and then he remembers, oh, I still have chametz in my house. So halacha is im yachalachzur levar v'lachzur lemitzvah. So if he can get home in time to destroy the chametz and then go back to doing the mitzvah that he was doing, so yachzur v'yavayir, he should certainly do that. Go home, destroy the chametz, and destroying the chametz won't prevent him from doing the mitzvah. So you should do both of those things. V'im lav mevatel belibo. But if he's not able, if he comes home and he's going to destroy the chametz, he's not going to have time to do the mitzvah, so then you could just rely on bittel. You don't have to go back and destroy the chametz, because bittel midoraisa works anyway. So now the Mishnah talks about someone who's traveling lahatzil min anachrim, to save someone's life from dangerous people who are going to attack them, min anahor, or to save people's lives from a river that's flooding the town, min alistim, or from wild bandits, min adlek, or from a fire, min amapolis, or from a collapsed building. So those things are all pikuach nefesh, yivatel b'libo. Just do bittel. Even if you do have enough time to get home and come back and do the mitzvah to save the people, just do bittel, because when you're saving lives, you know we don't want to distract you from that mission whatsoever. So v'lishma shvisa sarshos. But what if you have the other extreme? A person is going somewhere just for vacation, for traveling, just to go somewhere that he wants to go, meaning not a mitzvah, and then you realize you have chametz in your house, then yachzur miyad. Then you got to go back right away, because what you're doing isn't really that important. You can stop what you're doing in order to be able to take care of the chametz. So Mishnah Vav, we learned that whenever Pesach falls out on Shabbos, Rabbi Meir held you should get rid of everything before Shabbos except for the bare minimum of what you need for Shabbos. And the Chum said that you get rid of it on the normal time, meaning you get rid of it on Shabbos itself by giving it to animals or by inviting inviting more people to eat it. And then the third sheet is Rabbi Elazar Rabbi Tzaddik, who said that truma you should get rid of before Shabbos because there's very limited ways to get rid of it, and chulin you get rid of on Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. Those are three sheetos about how to handle chametz with Erev Pesach Shchalios B'Shabbos. Then Mishnah Zayin, we learned that three different scenarios. If a person is going to do a mitzvah and he remembers that he has chametz in his house, so then it depends. If he could able to get back, destroy the chametz, and then return to his mitzvah, certainly do that. Otherwise, you rely on bittul. A second scenario is a person is going on a pikuach nefesh mission, so then definitely just rely on bittul. Keep on your mission. And the third scenario is that a person is going stam for a dvar rishus, so then he should go back right away, and he should forget about what he's going to do right now. Go take care of your chametz. Return back to where you need to be in order to take care of your chametz. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with the Paragimel Mishnah Ches.